Gracing the red carpet, Kristen Stewart's the latest actor to lay her reputation on the line, playing one of the world's most photographed women. The doomed marriage of Princess Diana and Prince Charles has been depicted before, but Spencer, Diana's maiden name, is something darkly different.
We came at this with such love. Even if everyone hated it, it would be okay because we really did just put everything we had into it, and we love her so much and just wanted to understand her and sort of fantasize about her for an hour and a half. I hope everyone likes it. I hope everyone loves it, like, as much as we love her.
Chilean director Pablo Larraín takes viewers beyond the news headlines into a gothic nightmare. Set over 3 days, it follows Diana as she reluctantly joins the royals for Christmas as her marriage to Prince Charles crumbles. There's eating, drinking and shooting and the ghosts of Queen's past. It's anything but a true story, and that doesn't seem to matter. Or does it?
The power of the story does make it fascinating, and from that point of view I was very intrigued by it. Equally, I did feel that the director knew how to cast Diana, but not to tell a story with any link to fact.
Now, if you're expecting a royal reaction to all of this, well, think again. The House of Windsor is notoriously tight-lipped when it comes to unwanted attention, and it's precisely that silence that filmmakers have filled with their own interpretation of what's going on behind palace walls.
Spencer follows the success of the Netflix series The Crown. 73 million households worldwide tuned into the royal drama, with season 5 starting in November. Netflix has been under pressure from British government ministers to issue a disclaimer, making clear the show is fiction. Netflix has refused. This year's festival starts with the royal tragedy, and it ends with one too. The final film is The Tragedy of Macbeth, starring Denzel Washington, a Shakespearean tale of greed and betrayal, a fable based on real history, a formula repeated in Spencer, where the truth doesn't get in the way of a good story. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, at the London Film Festival.